From just four teams 4 years ago, the Multicultural Cup has grown each year since. Now the playing fields of a major suburban sports complex are filled to bursting as teams from 22 nations of Australia's rich multicultural fabric rub shoulders in sport, friendship and community. Team Sirius coach Spiro Saman explains why it's much more than a sporting event.
It brings different religious groups as well together and different communities, which is very important, just to show that, you know, on the field, doesn't matter where you're from, what race you are, what religion you are, we're all one sort of thing, and that's the most important thing about the football game.
For Team Syria, it was a proud moment as a bunch of 12 to 14-year-old boys banded together at short notice to represent the country. John O'Bead has been on the tournament committee for 5 years, and he says the team's inclusion only came about after Syria's recent good run all the way to the FIFA World Cup playoff with Australia.
I've been on the committee for 5 years now, and it was a last-minute thing. We decided to have a Syrian team involved because of how the national team went in the World Cup qualifiers. Obviously they didn't make it all the way, but they came far enough.
Six nations that wanted to enter teams this year missed out because others filled up the available spots first. And that's why the founder of the Australian-Lebanese Football Association tournament, Remy Wiebe, wants to increase the number of junior teams from six next year.
Next year our plan is to get to lift it up to 12 juniors. We will keep the seniors on 16. We give more chance to the juniors because the future is theirs.
Syria beat Nepal 4-1 in the playoff for third place behind winners Vietnam, which downed Lebanon 3-0 in the final. But already the appetite for the tournament has been whetted. Kenny Mahmoud captained Syria, and he's already thinking about next year.
I'm proud with the boys, like how they're performing and stuff. We're playing very good, and hopefully we can do this next year as well, see how we go. Get more training and just get a better performance.
And if that's the case, this team song will be ringing out even louder next year.
One, two, three, yeah!